What is going on, my beautiful people? Welcome to another week. Welcome back, Right State of Mind. Hopefully you're having a good start to your week. Happy Monday to y'all. Just want to drop in, do a quick message for y'all to get your week started off right. So something that has come up for me in a couple of different sessions and also in personal life, you know, I've talked to a few people about this. This week I wanted to talk about adult friendships. Adult friendships is something that I see people kind of struggling with a little bit. And overall, I think it's just an interesting thing to think about, you know, as you continue to get older, because I do think it kind of affects people in different ways. I think it looks a lot different. And like I said, honestly, I've seen a couple people that are struggling with it. So I just kind of wanted to talk about it a little bit. And honestly, this might be one of those topics where I do a quick Right State of Mind message, but later on down the line, I might bring somebody on and expand on this topic for a full episode. I don't know. We'll see. But for now, I'm going to just do a quick message on it. Adult friendships. You know, the reason I think this is an interesting topic is because the people that I see that are having the hardest time with this, the way your friendships evolve or the way your friendships look over time, they seem to change. And for me, I think the thing that sticks out up front for me is I think when you're younger, I think it's easier to have friendships and develop friendships just because of a lot of times it's because of the settings that we're kind of placed in. So when I think about my early friendships, I think about like where they came from. And a lot of times it was, like I said, the environments I was in. So school, you know, you had people that you were surrounded by and you saw on a regular basis. So it's kind of natural and organic to start to, you know, gain friendships and develop those friendships over time, because in school, you just continue to get older with those same people. Other ones were, I played sports growing up. So a lot of times friends off of teams, again, I'm spending time with these people all the time. I'm practicing with them, playing games together, things like that. So that's kind of how the friendships start to develop over time. And it's easier because they're right there in front of them. So what happens when you get older, though? So when you get older and you get into adulthood, trust me, it's a blessing. It's a beautiful thing if you're in an environment where you have those same friends, you know, whether y'all still live in the same town or y'all move to the same city. But for most people, that doesn't happen. You know, most people move. Most people move to new cities. You move to new places and you see things start to change because the friends that you once had, you aren't around them as much anymore. So those friendships, they can either stay strong or they can start to wither away. You know, you start talking to them less, you see them less, those sort of things. And I think, you know, it's I understand it just because, like, we're all busy. So when you get in adulthood, things change for you on an individual basis as well. You know, some people are married, so they spend a lot of time with their partner, you know, that kind of thing. Some people have kids. A lot of your time and energy goes there. Some people are all about their work, career, so they're all into that. So it's easy to get wrapped up in the things that you have going on in your own world. And, like, then those friendships, especially when somebody's not around you. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you are tied up into any of those things that I just listed and your closest friends, they aren't around you, you know, it can be kind of harder to stay in contact. It can be kind of harder to hang out and things like that. So here's where I'm at with it. I think having those friendships stay 100% possible. I think the thing that happens is it's more work now. It's more work to have those friendships in adulthood than they were when you were younger. Like I said, it was easier. You were around these people all the time. So when you get older, it's still possible to have those friendships. It just takes a lot more work, a lot more energy. And if I'm quite honest, a lot of times it requires things that most people don't want to do. You know, most people don't want to go out of their way to, hey, let me call so-and-so. Let me text so-and-so. Like, most people are like, it takes a certain amount of energy that most people just either forget or don't want to do. It is what it is. So when I think about this, what comes to my mind is I think of a gardener. So let's say I'm a gardener. And I have a garden full of all types of vegetables and stuff like that. So for my garden to reach its full potential, that is all about the type of work that I put into it. If I'm out there watering it, if I'm taking care of it, I'm making sure it's good. Like it, any gardener that has a great and a beautiful garden, I promise you, they're putting in a lot of work for it. They're making sure their stuff is good in there. And if I was a gardener and I didn't put any work into it, guess what? That garden will reflect that. This stuff would not reach its full potential. It would not look good because I'm not putting in enough work for it. That's how I think about these friendships when you get older. You can have your social life and your friendships with whoever is in your life. You can have it to whatever way you want it to look. But I'm telling you, it's all about what type of work are you putting in. Are you staying in contact? Are you making an effort to talk to these people? Are you making an effort to see these people? Because if you're not, you're going to be the gardener with the garden that's not so great. But if you want to be the gardener with the great garden, it's all about the type of work that you put in. So that is where my mind goes with that. And a lot of times, like I say, in adulthood, it's not anybody's fault. It's just, I think it happens. I think it just takes, I told y'all before, my favorite word in therapy is intention. You got to be intentional about this stuff. So if I'm saying, oh, I'm noticing that my friendships aren't the same, or my friendships aren't where I would like them to be. Okay, now that's you and you're saying that. I really want you to take a minute and step back and look at, okay, on my end, what am I doing? Am I doing enough? Am I putting in the type of work that is reflecting the type of friendships that I want? So you can't be somebody who says my friendships don't look great or they're not where I want them to be, but you're not doing anything. You're not calling the people. You're not making sure they're good. You're not going to see them. What type of effort are you putting in? Now, side note, if you feel like you're honestly putting in effort and it's not reflecting that, that's another episode. We might need to talk about changing your friendships. But for now, I'm saying, if you can honestly look back and say, maybe I'm not putting in the right amount of effort, you know, this message is for you, you know, and it's not, again, I'm not trying to beat anybody up. It's an indication that maybe I should make some changes, because I do think those type of friendships are possible. I think they're 100% possible, doable, realistically. But as you get older and people get tied up in their lives, people have all sort of things going on. I think it's a reflection of the type of effort and like the type of work that you're putting in to make sure that that friendship is good. Because I tell you, I hear clients all the time that I've actually heard it both ways. I've heard clients, they talk about they don't feel like their friendships and their social life is where they want it to be. So we start talking, I ask those type of questions of like on their end, kind of, you know, what they're doing on a daily/weekly basis with those people. And a lot of times you can see like, okay, maybe you could put a little more work into it. And then I've heard the friend on the other end that says, you know, I feel like I'm always the one reaching out, or I'm always the friend that's doing and going above and beyond, and I'm not getting that same type of energy back. So, you know, if that's you, I always say that's when you need to have a conversation with your friend and see if there's something that can improve in that situation. And if it can, y'all can work together and try to make it work or try to improve it. Or like I said before, if it continues to happen and you've had a conversation, maybe that's an indication that maybe you need to make a change with some friends because everybody who you think is your friend is not always your friend. You know, everybody that you think is so close just because you feel that way about them, sometimes on the other end, it's not the same. And that's, you got to be real about that. So, you know, again, all this to say, adult friendships, I really want you to take a step. And if this message is for you and you feel like this is an area in your life where you want to work on, put some more energy towards, hey, take a step back. Look at, okay, on my end, what am I doing? What type of gardener am I? Am I the one who's putting the work in to make sure the garden reaches its full potential? Or am I the gardener that's kind of half-assing it, but I'm complaining about the garden? You know, you don't want to be that friend. So be real. Take a step back, make an indication of which way you need to go, which lane you need to go in, and attack it with full intention. I'm going to do this to achieve this. You know, this is how I want my friendships to look. This is the type of work I'm about to put in. So adult friendships, man, they are 100% possible to be wherever you want them to be, but it's all about the type of work and energy that you're putting towards that friendship. Man, I love talking to y'all. Like I said, I'm going to try to be a little more consistent, be back. But for this week, that is my message. Adult friendships. Take a look. Make some changes if you need to. Until next time, y'all. Love y'all. See you next week.